Morning, Gary Barlow.
Morning, Christopher. Yay.
Gary, here's a question for you.
Go on.
What did John Edwards sing, a.k.a. Jedward, when they auditioned for X Factor?
What did they sing? They can't sing, so not much.
How rude.
Come on, everyone, if you know the words, sing along.
Talent.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I tell you what, they wouldn't have got through under your regime, would they, Gary?
Definitely not.
You're
anyone who asks the audience to sing at an audition is suspect.
Hang on a second, you ask the audience to sing on every live show, you do?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Well, most of them.
And I tell you what, because you always do that really lovely, what I call the safe journey home thing, right at the end of every live show.
What does that mean?
Because you always go, thanks for coming, hope you had a great night. Why don't you help us sing out with this one? It's the hit which brought us back. It's Patience. Have a nice journey. Safe journey home. Keep it down. It's a residential area. You lied. That's what you do.
Leave them singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a concert, not an audition.
All right, okay. I'll let you off. So, X Factor was on Saturday night. Where were you when the show went out?
Do you know what? I was really, really nervous. Mm. And about a week before, thankfully, I got an invitation from David Walliams to his birthday party.
Right.
And I thought, oh, yes, brilliant, we can get out the house, because I really didn't want to be there watching it, feeling nervous, dreading every word I was going to say. So it was a good distraction.
But did your phone not just blow up that night with people texting you?
Well, I put it in Dawn's handbag.
Right.
And she turned to me at one point and went, your phone is going crazy. Yeah, I had some lovely texts. I had a couple off you.
Yeah, you did say it. I'm not watching, but I will watch it.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
It was good. It was just nice to have it back, Gary.
Yeah. Do you all like the show?
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, I love it.
You know what, I always loved the show. I always watched it. Never, ever dreamed I would be sitting in that chair.
Oh, I bet you didn't. I bet your manager didn't ever dream that either.
So that's weekends now sorted till Christmas, you see, and we like routine.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And you know what? What's been funny is doing the auditions, it's Saturday night all day.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Really good fun.
You're really harsh.
Do you think?
I find you harsh, Gary.
I don't think.
Do you?
I thought allowing that Chinese lady through. I don't remember her name.
I didn't allow her through.
No, you didn't. You wouldn't.
Whereas it was Bonnie Cheung, wasn't it?
They were all saying, "Oh, it'll be fun," and you were like, "Are you having a laugh?"
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. But I got to vomit. She's slightly German when I did the impression for some reason.
But I think, to be fair,
Gary, I'm a big Take That fan.
I think you're spot on, personally. If someone can't sing, then what's the point in putting them through? Because the next round, they'll just get kicked out.
That, to me, was the reason I was brought in, is to try and spot really good singers.
But also, surely it's to counteract all the dross that Louis might put through.
Well, Louis will put anybody through.
This is it. So somebody needs to be the gatekeeper, and I think that's now your job.
Thank you. I'm trying my best. I don't succeed very often, though. That's the problem.
I wonder if there's any time, though, in it, and we'll see this over the next few weeks, when Gary goes, oh, I like you, yes, and everyone else goes, you're nuts.
Yeah, there is some of those.
Is there?
Yeah. Mm. You know what the thing is that also a lot of it kind of depends on your mood. And you get to the end of a day, and you've been sat in the chair for like 6 hours, and then an act will come on, and they've got something. And you're so tired and you just think, oh, this is really nice. I'm really ready for this. And you give them a report, and then you look and the other three judges are staring at you like, what are you doing? So it is, it's strange. The audition process is quite tough.
Hmm.
To just sort of keep a level of, right, here's the top of the talent and here's the bottom, and below this level we're not going to let anybody through. And it's quite tough to sort of keep that over 13, 14 long audition days.
What were the songs that you were ready to kill after the kind of last audition, when someone walked up and went, And what are you going to sing? I'm going to sing Angels. And you're like, oh, God, not again.
No, you know, this year has been all Adele. We're sick of Adele. And she came to one of the Wembley shows, and I said to her, listen, I've got to be honest right now. I'm really sick of your album because it's all they've played at X Factor. But she completely understood. And Lady Gaga. We've really had enough of them too.
Yeah, had enough. Had enough of Gaga and Adele. Yeah. And then there must be, I don't know, I find it interesting, the whole show. And it's nice that we're just saying it's nice to have it back on the television. You know, obviously, Grandad Walsh is still there at the end of the judging panel. You know, how often does, because Talisa sits next to him.
Yes.
How often does Talisa have to nudge him during the auditions to wake him up?
No, do you know what? Those two, the most unlikeliest couple, are really getting on well.
Who, Louis and Talisa?
Oh, yeah, they love each other, those two.
You, Lisa.
Yeah, and he always says...
To Louis!
At the beginning, you do the walking, which is really embarrassing with all the music going. Yeah. And the judges sit down, and then you're expected to do like a little, you know, come on, everybody, there's going to be some talent today, we've got to get behind them. And Louis starts, and he goes, so, everybody, have you heard of the N-dubs? And we're like, it's not the N-dubs, it's N-dubs. And he's never quite got his head round that it's just N-dubs.
I love that.
Does he also think that Kelly Rowland is in the N-dubs as well?
No, do you know what? He really... I mean, like we all do, I think at every audition, we've had lots and lots of people just come on and go, you know, so who are your musical inspirations? And they've all said Destiny's Child.
Yeah. Has anybody ever said N-dubs?
Yeah, no, they do. People say N-dubs, and sometimes even people say me.
Oh, don't wow. be daft.
Mm.
Not often.
What, take that or solo?
I just trust you to bring that up.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, did anybody go on there and for my audition, I'd like to sing Forever Love.
No.
Right, okay. Gary, I'm a massive fan of your solo work. I'd like to do Clementine. Hey, that's not mine, that's Mark.
Tell you what, it's a cracking song, though.
On Clementine?
Yeah.
What about...
It is a great song.
What about Forever Love, Dave?
It's also a cracking song.
Thanks, Dave.
Two equally cracking solo efforts.
You see? Yeah, they were good.
Thanks. Do you find Kelly too hyper? Would you like her?
Oh, I don't. Do you know what? It's very interesting. I have watched the show a couple of times. We saw it sort of in a they did like a screening before it on the Wednesday, and we saw bits of the show, not all of it, and then I watched it sort of Sunday afternoon. And it's funny because you've seen us, but it definitely showcased the talent more than the judges in the first show.
Yeah.
But Kelly's not hyper at all. In fact, she's really... You know, we always think of the American artists. They come over here and they do performances, and we always kind of look up to them as English artists, saying, wow, they've got a great work ethic. They're really professional, and that's what she's like. She talks really professionally. She's got amazing advice. And it's real advice, you know, because she has been there and done it. Let's face it, she's been a worldwide star.
I think she's good on there.
She's very, very good. And I look forward to people kind of falling in love with her because she is a brilliant, brilliant judge. Oh, here we go.
What? I'm just saying.
Chris, you can always rely on you.
This is on my iPhone as well.
No, it is.
It is. I carry it with me wherever I go.
What, do you run to this, do you?
In times of trouble.
Sometimes when I'm stood at the road, waiting for the lights to change in the rain, I like to play a bit of piano on my iPhone.
Oh, here we go.
Woman! So many beautiful... Oh, I'm going to say yes.
Do you know what? We had a few people do take that song. I think one guy was from a lookalike Take That band, and he was me.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't like looking in the mirror.
Wasn't it?
Nah.
That's got to be uncomfortable when you're faced with someone who thinks they look like you, isn't it?
And also, I could kind of tell Kelly was hearing the song for the first time.
She's like that. Not bad. I didn't like that middle eight, though.
Yeah.
Didn't like the arrangement.
I have to say to her, Kelly, this is how enormous I am in this country.
Yeah, but do you think, like, You should give her the Circus Live DVD.
Yeah, do you know what? She kept, they all came when we were in Manchester doing auditions. We did some auditions through the day, and then we were playing Man City Stadium in the evening. Invited everyone along, and it was funny because I think the next day I got in and Kelly was like, okay, right, we need to talk.
Right. Yeah, but I bet she was blown away.
Yeah, she loved it. She loved it. I must say, I really get on well with Kelly, and we're kind of like, we think alike. When she says something, I agree with it. When I say something, she agrees with it. I think it's a good pairing on there, definitely.
Right, so, as it stands now in the real world, obviously we'll watch auditions for a few more weeks.
Yep.
But in the real world, auditions are finished.
Yep.
Boot camp has finished.
Yep.
Where are we now?
We have final eight now, and it's judges' houses next.
Oh.
Which is going to be very tough.
Sure.
You know, three of us haven't done much of the nose yet. We've done it to groups of people, but actually, you know, staring at a person, telling them they're going home is going to be really hard.
Is this where Louis rents somewhere and pretends that he lives on Lake Como?
Yes.
You know where Gary's exactly. going? Gary's going to a bedsit in Frodsham.
Yeah.
So, this is where it gets really serious, because obviously the people we pick, we get rid of 50% now at judges' houses, but the people we pick are going to be on the live show, so it's a big, big yes, this one.
Well, we can help if you need any help.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I have actually got someone lined up already, but if they happen to be ill...
Right. If they drop out...
Exactly, I'll let you know.
Mm.
Is it Jedward? Are they helping you?
Do you know what? You should do that for a laugh. It'd be hilarious. And they should come out, right, dressed in just banana leaves. Right, they should come round the swimming pool, one each side, dressed in banana leaves.
Was it Sunita?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. That was so funny.
Good God.
Do you have to have Sunita as your kind of fellow judge picker friend or whatever?
No, but I think Louis does.
Are you joking? Oh,
she hangs in there, doesn't she?
Gary, she hasn't had a hit since 1984.
Hey, listen, you're telling the wrong person.
Good Lord. Louis will be like, well, listen, Santa, it's love. It's Sunita. Sorry, love, I don't know who you are.
She'd survive nuclear fallout, wouldn't she? Just Sunita and cockroaches. That's all that'd be left.
And you mean that in a nice way.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. So you know who you're picking your final... Okay.
Who's your category?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Oh,
nice. Almost. Good choice. Oh, you nearly got me there.
Gary, who's the best girl in your group?
No, nice try. I definitely would be in trouble in a big way if I gave that away.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we'll just ask Ollie Mers.
Yeah, or ask Louis.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, God, you know what Louis is like? What did Gary not tell you? Right, he's got the groups, I've got the girls, Talisa's got the boys, and Kelly's got the... And the winning song will be this, and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah. But, of course, you know with Louis, if he tells you it's raining, you've got to look out the window.
Mm.
Well, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Is that I before I took the job on, I had a couple of phone conversations with Cheryl, because I really wanted to know the ins and outs of the show.
Right.
And she said to me, oh, you need to ask for your category. You should be able to tell them which one you want. So, of course, all the way through the process, I was saying, right, I want the X, I want the X. And, of course, I didn't get it. They give me something else. So, it's a big shuffle-up. You all get a surprise when you see.
Did she have some good advice generally, though, on the show and everything?
Do you know what? She was brilliant. Really, she really told it me like the TV company hadn't told it to me. She told me how long the audition days would be and the frustrating times and what's difficult and what isn't. She was really offering everything I needed to know so I could really make a decision on whether I was going to do it or not. So it was very, very sweet of her. And I saw her at the concert recently and she's in great form, I think.
She's a nice girl, aren't
she?
She's
a great girl. We like her. Great girl.
All right, well, look, the show's great. Only one week in, but it's good.
Okay,
it's,
this week's good.
Yeah, well, I'll be tuned in.
Yeah, this week's a good one.
So how many weeks of these have we got before a boot camp?
I think we've got 5 weeks of this.
Right, okay.
And then the boot camp. And the boot camp's, you know, there's a flip on the boot camp this year. There's a few things you don't know that are going to happen. A little change and a twist.
Oh.
It shocked us as well. There's, it's very, it's good drama, that bit is.
Oh. Louis doesn't wander in drunk, does he?
No. He wanders in on 3 Red Bull.
Oh my God!
Big news.
I tell you what, 3 Red Bull wouldn't even get Gary out of bed. Now, the final question, which we have to ask you, and I know probably you've been asked this maybe a few times, but I know everybody would love to, and it wouldn't be right if I didn't ask the question, obviously, and I know we're friends and everything, but I'm going to ask. Are we all right for tickets, then?
Yeah.
Of course, mate.
Yeah!
Absolutely.
Woo! We're going to X Factor.
Absolutely. I can get you tickets to the Extra Factor whenever you need it.
No, you're all right.
Isn't Ollie doing great?
Ollie Murs?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing a good job, isn't he?
He's loving it, isn't he?
Brilliant job.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good lad, though, Ollie.
Yeah.
And, we like it. Dominic's a little bit obsessed with him.
I am a bit obsessed with that. His album is brilliant, I think.
Yeah, possibly number one this week.
You know, I really think the changes they've made to the show, i.e. getting 3 artists who are, on the panel who are, in the charts and doing concerts and relevant to music, and now, they've even gone for the Extra Factor with Ollie on there, and they spend a lot of time with the contestants backstage interviewing them. You see they're asking him questions, what do we do here? And he's brilliant, and it's great to have him there.
Yeah, because no one knows better than he does.
He's a nice lad as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in the competition, none of us have. So,
exactly.
It's great.
Is it true that you were... I hear a lot of rumours. Is it true that you don't think you've been filmed enough for the X Factor and the Extra Factor shows?
Oh, mate, listen, I swear on my life, I've never, ever in my whole life been filmed as much as I have in the last few months. They just film everything. You're on set judging for 7 hours straight. You come off, and then all of a sudden, there's another camera in your face. Oh, what did you think of that? And then you finish that one. It's like, Extra Factor, it's Caroline and all. It's just continuous all day long.
You just tell them to shove off.
Yeah, well, I have done. Don't you? You'll be seeing that this weekend.
All right. X Factor is on ITV1 and ITV1 HD, of course. Saturday night, 8 o'clock, and then ITV2 right after that, 9:15 for Ollie on the Extra Factor. How far away from a piano are you right now?
Oh, I haven't got a piano here.
Oh, what?
No. Hey, no, but you know what, Chris? You know I'm actually coming in a few weeks. I'm coming into the show and I'll play your piano.
It's not the same.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Well, make sure the piano's here, though.
Oh, if you'd have asked me, I'd have brought one with me.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, guys. Oh.
Can't believe you don't have a piano. I thought you had one in every room.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have.
Imagine you sat there with little woodland animals looking up at you.
I know. Sorry.
Why is my phone doing that? I want to play a bit of...
On airline mode.
Is that you with your iPhone?
Yeah, because I was going to play a bit of Forever Love. You know the picture of you wearing a vest on the cover?
All right.
Picking your nails.
It was 1998.
Yeah. It was a warm summer.
He was 33 then.
Yeah, we were just doing our GCSEs.
It's beautiful, Gary.
It's a yes from
Gary. Let's go around the other judges, shall we? Find out what they... I've only got clips of the old ones.
I can do them all.
Simon?
That was horrific.
Oh. Have you spoken to him yet? Has he been on the phone?
Oh, he's made up.
Yeah?
Absolutely made up. Yeah.
He's happy.
Yeah. The boss is happy.
Well, there's only one boss, and that's Mrs. B.
Oh, absolutely.
So as long as she's happy, everything's fine.
Totally.
Right.
Do you know what? We always say that when we're thinking of going on tour and stuff. It's like, right, should we take you to the real committee now?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, speaking of which, I'll let you get back to the family.
Okay,
and send them all our love. Have a nice weekend and everything, and we'll be watching ITV 8 o'clock Saturday night.
Oh, bless you all.
And good luck with the decision to pick your final four.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, when I see you next, which is in a few weeks, I will be able to at least give you a few hints.
Ooh. Do you have any particular favourites in your girls' category?
In the category I've got.
Oh, very good.
Nice try, though.
Listen, wish all the lads our best, though, won't you?
Hey, listen, the category I've got, there are definitely some amazing people.
You're never too old to get a hit, isn't that right, Gary?
Perfect.
All right, Gary, have a good day, pal. Cheers,
okay,
man.
Thanks,
have a nice
everyone.
Weekend.
Bye.
There you go. That was nice.
Really
good. Chat with Gary. He cares about it so much. He really does. He's a great signing for that show. And I know him well, but he should tell me, but he's like... I'm on the phones from one day. I don't know if I've told you this story yet. Hang on. Have you gone?
Do you joking? Oh. I want to listen to.
Well, no. You're meant to go.
I know I've been on your shows. Like, the real show happens when you come off air.
No.
Yes.
No, I was just going to say, Gary's on the phone to me one day and he goes, hey, anyway, listen, got some news for you. And I'm like, all right, yeah. And he goes, I'm going to be a judge on X Factor. And I went, are you? And he went, yeah. And two things came through my head. One was, well, that's my gig out the window then, right? Mm. And then secondly, we'll be all right for tickets.
Yeah.
Probably get six in a row.
There you go.
And then the other thing I said, and I hope I'm not giving too much away, I'm sure it'll be fine. I said, well, I'll tell you what, Dawn's going to be delighted with you. That's your Saturday nights out the window. And Gary went, and Sundays, it's the whole weekend.
That's right.
Tell you what, that's going to be Nando's and McDonald's forever on a Saturday and Sunday now.
Don't.
All right, go on, off you go.
Okay, pal.
Cheers, pal. Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Right, now he's gone. So what he said was...
We're late for news.
I know we're late for the news, but we had to get the captain on and have a chat and find out. Someone else is saying Roy Walker singing Forever Love, Christmas number one.
Oh, that could be special, couldn't it?
Mmm.